Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
With Mike Emerson and Diego Lopez.
Hey everyone, how are you?
Hi.
We wanted to just pop in.
I'm Mike.
I'm Diego Lopez.
That's Diego. Say hi, Leif.
Hello.
Okay, that's enough. Reference. I said say hi, not hello.
We wanted to just pop in on this very special day.
And the Lord's Day.
This is the day of the Lord. White Jesus. No. And just kind of give you like a little quick, little fun surprise episode. Well, not surprise. You expected it. I mean, I don't know if you expect our episodes, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little Thanksgiving episode. Yeah, quick one.
We'll do a little quick boy for Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. Because
American
I know we do have listeners who don't live in America, which is nuts.
Is there a Canadian Thanksgiving?
There is a Canadian Thanksgiving.
It's like a week
and
later,
it's October.
Right? October. Oh, they're Halloween.
Basically.
That's funny.
Turkey
Boxing Day.
Turkey. Oh, yeah. That's nice. Me likey is what I'm saying. This is for American Thanksgiving. We're not going to put out a full episode because I feel like no one's going to listen to it.
You shouldn't. You should spend time
And
with...
we're also not going to be in the town for Thanksgiving.
Which just shouldn't change how you listen to our
podcast. It shouldn't change at all.
Someone's like, wait, Mike and Diego are in New York City right now? I can't listen to this.
Yeah. We are going to beautiful Indianapolis.
Never been,
Indiana.
Honey.
Indiana.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. We're going there for a nice vegan Thanksgiving, which will be very nice. With some dear friends. It'll be unbelievable. We're going out there to see my old roommate, April, and her wonderful boyfriend, Dane, both of great friends of mine.
Mm-hmm. Lovely people.
Yeah. Going out there with a couple of my buddies from home, and it's going to be really fun.
So we wanted to pop in and kind of do like a what we're thankful for this year and kind of go throughout some like I'm realizing this now. I think it'd be kind of cool to give some highlights of the year so far and things you're like
I didn't even think of this. Okay, yeah.
Proud of or like excited for to come for the rest of the year or things are moving, because I think it happens, I think, more often New Year's where people have resolutions.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's things they're working for, but I think it's important to look back and go, okay, these things, albeit maybe not things I was planning on happened, and they're positive parts of my life now, and I have to, or take them as positive,
yeah,
and see if it helped me move forward. I think Thanksgiving for me the last couple years has been really, really great, because like I got to spend it last year with my oldest friends in New York, like my regular friends that aren't comedians, people I've known since the whole time I've been in New York for almost 10 years. And the year before that, I got to spend with your family.
Oh, that was nice.
And Thanksgiving,
which
was so fucking lovely. And I really appreciate you letting me come with you.
Of course.
So I have a really positive image of Thanksgiving right now, which not that I never have had, but like it's been really great last couple of years I can think of.
Okay. So this is a thing I never thought of because my parents are American.
Mm-hmm.
What's your family's connection to American Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
Zero.
We treat it just like, we're all off work. We want to, what's the word? Not immerse ourselves, but normalize American culture to a certain degree.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll do turkey, but, like, Hispanic sides.
Okay.
Like, so it's like, I've never, I think we had
turkey
like,
with, like, rice and beans. And
yeah, basically. Like, literally, yes.
That's sick.
Like, platanos.
Yeah, that's sick.
Whatever else. Sancocho, which is, like, a stew.
Okay.
But, like, it's very much just like, we live here. Let's be part of it to a degree.
Okay, that's nice. But it's not, like, a big thing. Like, in my family, it's, like, a big thing.
It felt like when I went to yours, it didn't feel that different. Because a lot of people were converging in one place.
Yeah.
So, like, we'd go to my aunt's house usually.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you guys did, like, a little family.
Every holiday, we'd go to my aunt's house.
Yeah.
All the cousins and stuff like that would go there. And it's basically just a party with different,
Decorations.
Okay. It's a Christmas tree, but it's also music all night. That's all it is.
Yeah. Okay, that's sick.
I wouldn't say it's the most traditional of Thanksgivings, but that's kind of makes it Thanksgiving.
That's your traditional Thanksgiving
exactly.
now.
It's untraditional.
Which is nice, yeah. And especially now that my family is kind of split up, in that a couple of my uncles live in different places and everything, where it's like Christmas is the big holiday for my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sometimes, because you never came to Christmas.
No.
But Christmas, my family is like minimum 30 people in the house, like huge. And then sometimes a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanksgiving, sometimes it ends up being small, like 8 people, which is big for some families.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like 8 people or so, because there's like so my uncles will be like married, so they're like, oh, we're with this side of the family, like my other side of my in-laws, and blah, blah, blah. So they're like all over. But it's like Christmas, everyone's around, specifically Christmas Eve.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Christmas Eve.
Christmas
is big.
Eve is huge for my family, so like that's when everyone's around.
I have a tattoo for, because one of my favorite memories of being a child is our gifts would come from Niño Dios, which is technically baby God. It translates to not baby Jesus, but it's baby Jesus.
It's baby Jesus, yeah.
And it's like, that's one of my favorite. I remember being a kid and like hearing that, like that sounds so cool, and like liking that image. Like, I have baby Jesus tattooed on me. It's a very fond memory for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, same. Christmas Eve is huge.
Yeah.
So this year we're going to be spending it together again, but in a different place.
Yeah.
Which I'm so excited for. I've never been over there.
Yeah. I'm very excited to just have like a friends.
Yeah.
An adult friends Thanksgiving feels like a cool thing to have.
So excited.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through some things you're kind of like thankful for this year?
Yeah.
I got a couple in my head.
Yeah. If you want to start firing them off, I will.
I'll kind of go backwards, I guess, from what things that I'm thankful for in terms of, obviously health. I'm very healthy. I'm psyched on that. I love my job. That's huge. I really love getting to teach every day, and that's so awesome. Sometimes too much, but hey, that's kind of the card you dealt.
Yeah.
I think the two things I'm proudest of the year so far that I can think of is, A, training Lewis to win his fight. That was huge for me.
Yeah.
And getting to befriend a bunch of people over there, and that was fun. And getting to go to LA, go to the Comedy Store. That was great. Big deal for me.
Huge.
B, Zach winning New Japan. And doing the submission we invented together to win whole thing.
Yeah.
That, like, I really, really fucking...
He won the New Japan Cup.
New Japan Cup with a submission we invented together, and he just put a shirt out of it. So that was, like, the big thing to me. That really... I didn't realize how much it meant to me until, like, a couple weeks later, I'm like, wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's huge.
So those are the
basically in the number two wrestling company in the world.
Yeah. Those are probably the biggest things to me. Also, like just getting more comedians to do jiu-jitsu and train. Like, that really makes me really happy.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. This has felt like a kind of a down year for me. Almost.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit, in that I feel like I've gotten to do a few things in comedy that I hadn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a few new things, which was cool. But mostly I felt very stagnant in whatever this is. I felt like I feel like you always hit a plateau.
Sure.
Often, and then you have to figure out how to get out of it. So I think that this is one of those years where it's like, I got to do a festival that actually paid, which was fun. I got to perform at a room adjacent to the Comedy Cellar, which was big.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a couple of the big shows in the city, which is cool. But other than that, it's like I felt like I've gotten any better at comedy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I don't feel like I've done enough to celebrate anything. So, and that's kind of been my whole year.
Yeah.
This podcast started this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of a continuation of TV Casualty, but we made it this, and I like this a lot, and I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's really fun. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've had like a real stagnant year.
Something that helped me a lot with Plateau specifically is I interviewed Ricardo Almeida, who's a UFC fighter, a teacher, an extraordinary guy, fantastic MMA fighter.
Yeah. That little UFC doc that we watched about him was very cool.
It's cool. He's awesome. I interviewed him a couple years ago for a zine I never released.
Perfect.
Where I asked him how he dealt with plateaus in training. And he said that people think of plateaus incorrectly, where people think the plateau is the part where you're not growing, when in reality, the plateau is the most important part of the process, because that's when you're growing the most. And that's why things feel kind of clunky and awkward and not fun.
Yeah.
When things are going smoothly and everything's kind of falling into place, that is when things have cemented and things are rolling smoothly because of that, because things have settled and now you're getting to perform the skill instead of grow the skill.
Yeah.
So when he told me that, it really helped me a lot in terms of how I dealt with the plateau.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to feel it, and people usually quit in those moments. People don't quit when things are going well.
Yeah.
People quit when the plateau, which obviously sound out loud, but it's like, that's a thing to really remember. I see you perform more than anyone probably.
Yeah.
You definitely have gotten better.
Yeah.
You're constantly writing better and more jokes that are so you.
Yeah.
I think it's really what you've gotten to the last 2 years. Like, they're just so you. No one can do your material, what it feels like lately.
Which is good. It feels nice.
It's a great, yeah. It's so you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, last night we did a show that turned into an open mic, and you were just talking up top, and it really was like some of the best jokes I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was you just being yourself.
Just me talking about my...
You're so diluted to your purity. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
So I know it's hard to internalize your own growth in that way.
Yeah, I just feel like I haven't done as much as I have wanted to.
Sure, sure. But if you did more, you still would feel that.
I would think I'll feel that way no matter what. Let's see.
Oh, I have one more.
Yeah.
I got to do a show. I got to do After Party.
That's fun. You got to do like a TV credit-y thing.
Yeah, it's a Facebook credit. Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. I was the first time like being my first audition ever doing an audition.
And getting
And I got it.
Yeah.
And then doing the show and doing it well to the point where people were like, great job. I was back a couple. I did four or five episodes. On set, makeup, hair, like the whole thing, man. The whole thing, getting paid.
Yeah.
Good money to fucking be funny on purpose.
To talk.
That was huge. Because all my credits before then had like an asterisk in front of it. Like I was on the Chris Gethard show, kind of.
Yeah.
I was on MTV, kind of, on their fucking Facebook Live, not being myself, being a character. So it's like they never felt genuine. And this was the first time I was like, someone asked me to be here for my funny.
Yeah.
And that felt good. Those are the three big things of this year for me. Sorry.
No. I'm just trying to think if I had anything else. If I had anything like...
I feel like you nailed it, those things.
Yeah, I feel like I had something recently that happened. Whatever.
I mean, the relationship stuff, maybe. I don't know what else.
Yeah, I mean, that is huge. Yeah, but cool. It's still like new and it's still very whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, life is hard because of the ups and downs, but also that's what makes it kind of good.
Yeah. I feel like I've made this more serious. I feel like I still feel good about myself.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I feel like I did something career-wise recently.
I think the Fat Black doing that is huge.
Yeah, doing the Fat Black
and helping out with Bobby Kelly's podcast, that's huge. I think it's going to lead to a lot, if I'm being honest.
I hope.
Something.
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of anything else.
I can't. I feel like I shot something or...
Poser Cops stuff, that's what I was thinking about.
That's really cool. That both of those things, because I feel like I think I shot Poser Cops the first one last year.
Oh, okay.
Shot it in 2017, but it didn't come out until this year.
It was huge.
So the first one was huge. The second one people really seem to like.
Very funny.
So that stuff, it's really nice to be a part of something that people seem to like.
Yes.
Which is nice to like get compliments on.
For sure.
And stuff like that.
We just want to say thank you again. Also, we're really thankful for everyone who listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
We fuck around about having not much, but we do. We have a decent amount of listeners. It means a lot to us that people listen to this.
Yeah. Because it's just us.
I think the reason we don't want any kind of gimmick to it is because we just want us. We just want the idea of who we are out there.
Yeah.
In terms of our friendship and us as individual comedians as well, kind of gathered within that.
Yeah.
Which is like, look, this is us. There's no character behind it. There's no movie game behind it or like, who's a favorite musician? Blah, blah.
Yeah,
none of that
shit.
It's just us. So we hope you like it. And it seems like people that listen to it do. And we are very thankful for that. We look forward to another year of podcasting and friendship and growth, and we love you so much.
And I'm sorry we talk about our cocks so much.
We talk about our cocks so much, but hey, I get requests. And I love you, Mike, and I love you, Leif.
Yeah, I love you guys so much. Diego a little bit more, but we
need really more. That's just true.
But no, this is great. This is fun, and I am very happy that we do this, and I am happy I'm not dead.
Absolutely. Thank people in your life. Let them know you love them. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.